I do.
What?
We do down here.
Okay, what's a lima bean to you?
A lima bean to me is a bigger bean. And is not as sweet, naturally sweet. And the butter bean is a little short, fat bean, and it's rich and delicious.
Yes, okay.
And I tell you, you can't get the Yankees off this thing they got on about butter beans or little baby lima beans. That's so far out. They're not even the same shape.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lima bean is flat. A butter bean is not flat.
Okay. And let me see the other kind of beans that you eat, the pod and all. That's
another kind of beans that use.
Well, the other kind of beans, the long green ones like that, you call those
snap beans.
Snap beans.
Yeah.
Would you ever call those anything else?
Oh, Kentucky Wonders or green beans.
Would you call them green beans? And
yes, you got green beans. They tell you, we got no butter beans, we got green beans. And I said, do they snap easy? And she says, well, no, try it. So in the end, it's a snap bean for me, it's a green bean for her. She's selling them, she don't know.
Okay. You ever call them snaps?
No.
Okay. What do you mean by snaps when you...
Beer to me, snaps.
Okay. Okay. And what about string beans? Do you ever call those string beans?
Yes, string beans. But when you have to string them, it isn't worth it because you don't ever get all the string off.
Yeah.
But when a green bean, you can break it and this with it, there's no string. And of course, there's another bean too, pole bean. That's a wonderful bean. They're long and flat and just pop them and they're a wonderful flavor. I'd rather have them to the others, but they're hard to come by.
Now you mentioned field peas. I think the other day you mentioned, did you mention other lady peas?
Lady peas, a little teeny tiny, kind of whitish, yellowish pea. And field peas cook up dark. They are dark, and they have a little dark center to them. And they're earthy. They're good for you.
What other kinds of peas are there?
Green peas, English peas, peas.
Black-eyed peas?
Yeah, black-eyed peas.
Let me see, and then you mentioned greens.
Yeah.
What other kinds of greens do you have besides turnips?
Turnips and cabbage and collards and mustard and kale. Oh, the lot of them. Now I'm cooking some collards now. And there was a time in our lives when we didn't have anything but spinach in this house. My mother didn't like odors. And we certainly didn't eat collards because poor people and black people ate them. They were 5 or 10 cents a bunch. And now 79 cents. And you're not supposed to eat them until the frost falls. So I don't know who's forcing the growth on these.
Yeah.
I've cooked them in a little high-priced bacon for a little flavor. And I also added a little sugar because I think they're going to be tough. That will kind of sweeten them a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, now you mentioned the green stuff you put in salads. That's not cabbage.
Lettuce.
Okay. And if you were going to talk about two bunches of lettuce, you'd say you had two, not two bunches, but two.
Heads
of lettuce. Okay. Go on.
But there's so many things you can put in salads, you know, escarole, watercress, and all that beautiful stuff. And you know where you can get it?
Where?
Kroger's in North Augusta.
Is that the best place?
Beautiful. It's always fresh over there. I don't know who trades with them, unless people out of Aiken come over.
Other people have told me that same thing, that Kroger's is...
That Kroger's is a wonderful store. 69 cents for a pint of half and half anywhere here. Over there is